Hey nerd, how's it going? Going well, and it's good to see you too. Are you ready to fuck some dragons and slay some damsels? Whatever. You know that's what the party would do anyway with your track record. Like when Jake's previous character tried to seduce the vampire while you were in the middle of combat? I mean, he said that's what he was trying to accomplish after the session, but I think telling her to suck this instead was a bad approach. Yeah. The one he rolled didn't help either, you're right. Well, you have your pick of the table spots, because you're the first one here. I thought they would be here by now, too, since we start in 10 minutes, but, no, they haven't said anything in the group chat yet. Let me send a message to see where they are. So, while we wait for a response, what did you do to level up your character after last session? Ooh, nice. Yeah, gunslingers are cool. If I wasn't the dungeon master right now, I would totally be playing one. Anyway, the rest of the group hasn't responded yet, which makes me kind of worried. I don't know, I'd rather not cancel since you just got here and I know you live pretty far away. We discussed this a while ago, where I said I wanted to do personal quests for you guys, so maybe we could flesh out the stuff from your backstory. Would you be up for that? Cool. All right, let me get my notes out for your character and we can get started. Oh, don't worry, this shouldn't be that combat intensive. There will be some enemies, so you can play around with your new abilities, but this should mainly be role-playing for the most part. Oh, there's a message from the group chat saying they won't be able to make it, so good thing we're doing this instead. Huh, yeah, you're right. I guess we haven't done anything alone for a while, have we? We should fix that. It's fun to hang out with you. Well, thanks. I'm glad you think so too. Oh, I guess we could do that? I mean, we don't have a lot of room in my place, but we could totally LARP this out a bit. It'd be kind of fun if you want to. All right, let's do that. It sounds fun. I'm glad you suggested it. Okay, so the last place we left off, you had just gotten the mysterious amulet from the Waterlog Castle. Oh, thanks. I had a lot of fun coming up with that dungeon. I'm glad you like it. Yeah, you were going back to the town to investigate it. Since the others aren't here, I will say they are probably doing research while you get to do all the fun stuff instead. So, while you are wandering around town, a messenger starts to approach you. She seems a little hesitant while doing so. What type of nervous? Like, there's this fucking badass warrior woman in front of her that has these glowing magical guns, and that's who she needs to deliver a message to. But yeah, she hands it over. Letter for you, miss. The one who gave this to me said for you to complete the instructions inside as soon as possible. Oh, okay, sure. As she's walking away, you stop her. She looks surprised and grateful for the gold piece you gave her. She tips her hat at you, and goes into the crowd. Alright, so the letter says essentially that you are to go to the Green Dragon Tavern and wait for her there, and you'll know her because she is a half-elf. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't play the role of a half-elf well. I'm lacking the pointy ears and general attractiveness. But yeah, we can walk over to the kitchen. That works for a tavern. Okay, so you head on over there, you find it pretty easily. As you go inside, you realize the clientele for this place is much more upper class than you had thought. Less murder western than what you're used to. Oh, shut up, you guys are totally murdering cowboys and cowgirls. So, you stand there with all your scars and tattoos. A nervous-looking host approaches you and says, "No weapons allowed inside this establishment." And keeps glancing at your fucking cool pistol strapped to your belt. Okay, yeah, go ahead and roll. This intimidate shouldn't be too hard. Oh yeah, no problem. Okay, she clears her throat and says, "On second thought, these are dangerous times, and a lady such as yourself should have some form of protection." Then she dashes off into the kitchen. Alright, so you find an empty table, and some of the patrons nearby get up and leave the place, looking a bit spooked by you. And a server appro- Oh, Okay. A bar wench, sorry, comes up to your table. I'm sorry, I'm not bar wench material, but just picture it in your mind's eye. Anyway, she seems in awe of you, unlike the other girl, and impressed by your appearance. Strongest thing we carry, she asks. All right, that'll be about 10 gold pieces. Well, yeah, it's pricey. You did ask for the strongest thing. That generally isn't cheap in this universe. She kind of sashays off to the bar. Let's see if I can get a good sashay going. Ooh, yeah, get those hips working. But anyway, she walks off to the bar. Let me just move over here. You notice a half-elf under the building. She nods at you and heads towards you. What? I don't know. I didn't really think to come up with how attractive she was. I'm sorry, I'm ruining the illusion. If she is attractive, by my wardrobe at the moment, t-shirt and sweatpants aren't the most flattering thing. Here, let me roll to see how hot she is. Oh shit, she got an 18. So this half elf comes up to your table and says, good, you got my letter. You have an impressive reputation, and I hope you live up to it. Unfortunately, I can't give you all the details of the job, but I hope that we can trust one another. And if there's anything I can do to assure that trust, you just let me know. See, I knew this would turn into sex eventually. It was only a matter of time. Okay, what are you saying to seduce her? Really? That's your pickup line? Okay, I can roll with it. All right. Oh yeah, we could fuck. I can feel myself getting wet already. Whatever, go ahead and roll. Diplomacy. If you have it, otherwise, it's a straight charisma check. What the fuck? A 20? Seriously? Wipe that cheesy grin off your face. So, okay. After she says that, you lean in and whisper that into her ear, and she gives you this intense look. No, not exactly like the one I'm giving you. Hers is much less righteous anger. Do you want to go to the table and skip ahead? Oh. Okay. Yeah, I guess we could sort of RP it, I guess. I've never seen you blush before. You look really cute when you do. But so what? You want to roleplay the half elf and your character having sex? No. I don't mind necessarily. It's just I didn't think you'd be into doing this. I always did fade to blacks whenever the other characters seduce something, so I wouldn't make you feel uncomfortable or weird. And who'd want to listen to two girls have roleplay sex anyway? But you want to do this? Okay. And you kind of want to LARP it? Not exactly sure how we'll do that, but okay, since you want to. So the half elf leads you to her room. We can go to my bedroom, I guess. So she takes you to a room, and actually bring your d20. Do you remember what your initiative is? Okay, good. Whoever rolls higher gets initiative to sex the roleplay. All right. She doesn't have that high of an initiative, so she got a 6. And you, oh, yeah, you take initiative. So she closes the door behind you. What do you do? Crush on you for so long. But I always was afraid you didn't feel the same way. I just want to kiss every part of you. Let me lightly kiss up your neck. Up to your ear. Let me just. Well, that was a very sexy sound. I'll have to remember that. kiss down your neck and down to your defined collarbone. You know what? I think this shirt is getting in the way, don't you? I thought so. Let me just take it over your head and... Oh, you are amazing. Yes, you are. Your body is perfect. You're perfect. I guess that would only be fair here. There. Now we match. No. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Your kissable collarbone. Going down further along the middle of your amazing breasts. No, no, no. Don't take your pants off. Not yet, anyways. I want to just continue to tease you, if that's okay. Your perfect stomach. Oh, I love the way you squirm and over the top of your hips. Oh, I'm gonna stand up and run my hands lightly up your sides and all over your amazing body. Oh, thank you. I love the way your skin tastes, and how your nipples are stiffening as I tease them with my tongue. Oh, I love the sounds you make. Oh. I want to kiss your succulent lips again. What was that? Oh, you have something else that needs to be kissed? Okay. If you insist. Let's get these off. Oh, oh my god. You are amazing. I love the way you blush when I say how amazing you are. I'm gonna get down on my knees in front of you, okay? So I can worship this gorgeous pussy. I'm going to go slow. Kiss up your legs. Until I get all the way up your thighs. And just lightly bite the sensitive skin. Oh. You liked that, didn't you? Yes. Moving closer and closer to your aching wet cunt. How badly do you want me to make you come? Because that's all I want to do for you. I want you to feel amazing as my lips and tongue drive you into ecstasy. Good job, baby. Oh, I want you to let yourself go for me. Fuck yes. Please come for me. Please. Please. Fuck yes. Fuck. Mm. Thank you, gorgeous. I never thought I would be able to do this with you. You wanna return the favor? Yes, I want that so badly. Let me just take off my pants. And you can. Oh, fuck. Oh, your lips feel amazing. And your tongue. Oh, God, I'm so wet already. Oh, please, yes, use your fingers. Please, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, the way you curl your fingers up. Oh, and suck on my clit at the same time. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Please, please, please. Please. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, I'm gonna come. Wasn't exactly how I saw this session going. What am I laughing at? See, all of our sessions have sex in them. But this was actual fun. It's a dumb thing to laugh at, but well, I'm glad you find it funny. You have successfully seduced the half elf, and she trusts you now. So, after we tidy ourselves up, do you want to continue your quest? Maybe once you get this quest done, you and the half elf can build up some more trust again. You just made me so happy. I never thought I would be able to do that with you. Let alone make you come. Thank you.